This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Facebook isn't commenting, but a published report suggests the company may be looking at changing its name from Facebook to something else. The publication The Verge has an unnamed source for that. Now, if that's the plan, if, may we humbly suggest the new name, Digistan? You see, a noted political scientist is arguing big tech firms are starting to look like nation states, countries in themselves. Ian Bremmer, president of the political risk consultancy The Eurasia Group, says he got this insight when it might not have been the federal government, but tech companies that took the strongest action after the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. Twitter turned off the Trump account, and Amazon turned off the social media company Parler that its computers were hosting after Parler content was seen as inciting violence. Bremmer writes about this in the new issue of Foreign Affairs and joins us now. Ian, welcome.
Hey, David.
So we're headed to a place where we aren't as much citizens of the U.S., Belgium, or, I don't know, Singapore, but citizens of Facebook or Google? How do you have that figured?
Well, we're both. We used to be sort of exclusively citizens of countries, and increasingly we're citizens of these tech companies too. And the reason for that is because the tech companies actually exert sovereignty over their digital spaces. The economy is increasingly digital, the amount of time and our interactions increasingly intermediated by their algorithms, and the power and influence that they exert even over our politics is vastly greater than we've ever experienced from multinational corporations in the past.
I hear you saying something deeper than just the fact that multinational corporations in general have a stateless quality. They're citizens of nowhere and everywhere. This is about actually the rules for our lives, David, Ian, and anyone listening, being in part shaped by these tech companies.
That's right. And that's why, you know, narratives of calling Facebook the new big tobacco really is incorrect. I mean, companies that we've had challenges with historically, whether it's pharmaceuticals or tobacco or multinational oil corporations, I mean, they all exist in real world environments and regulations apply to them. Where when you talk about companies like Facebook or Google or Alibaba, I mean, the very space that they have constructed, it's their architecture, their algorithms. I mean, how would we know when a new algorithm was rolled out and what kind of data they're surveilling and what those models are all about? It's not like you have a new vaccine and it goes through an FDA process. We literally don't have the capabilities to functionally regulate this space.
Now, more broadly, we can't predict how this is going to play out. Lots of different scenarios in terms of state power, nation power, and tech power.
I think that's right, David. We can't predict it. What we can see is in the same way that you and I think about governments as being more or less democratic or authoritarian, we can see that these technology companies have different models as well. Some of them are trying to align themselves more with governments. There's more of that happening in China than the United States, but certainly Microsoft is aligning itself as more of a national champion for the U.S. and Western democracies. There are other companies that want to be more globalist. They want the government out of their lives. They want to capture the regulatory process. Apple is much more like that. And then you have companies that think that governments are going to go away. And when I look at Ethereum, for example, and Vitalik Buterin, I mean, this is a guy who thinks that the future cryptocurrency means that there is no more U.S. dollar, that America's, you know, sort of sovereign capacity to print with abandon goes away, and not because of China, but because of new technology companies. And you're right, we don't know which of those is going to prevail, but bets are presently being made. And the future of the global order and the global economy is going to be fought increasingly in this space over these issues.
Ian Bremmer is president and founder of the Eurasia Group. His new piece in Foreign Affairs is called The Technopolar Moment, How Digital Powers Will Reshape the Global Order. Ian, always good to talk.
You too, David.